Okay, good morning, everyone. Just a few remaining halachos in this particular siman, then we're going to move on to the actual order of the Seder night itself. But first, a number of preparatory halachos. First of all, hakosos yu shalemos bli shum pagima umudachos yafa v'yachziku l'chol apachos rivi. It's an important point that the kosos have to be properly prepared, they have to be clean, rinsed out, and they should hold at least a rivi'is. 3.3 ounces according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, even if you go all the way up to the Shir of the Chazon Ish, which basically touches 5 ounces, it is pretty easy to get a cup that holds that much. I think you actually have to make a point specifically of trying to find a cup that holds less than that if you wanted to do so. This also cuts in the other direction, being that we're going to be consuming, at least by our standards, probably in all likelihood by our standards, we're going to be consuming quite a bit of alcohol on a night when we're trying to make a point not only of staying up, but also staying active and staying involved and staying sharp and trying to interact with our children and our grandchildren, trying to make sure that everybody else is engaged. It is worth ensuring that the cup is not too large. It should be a revius, but try to stick to a revius. Try to get a kos that's, at most 5-6 ounces. It's difficult getting a kos that's much smaller than that. We made a point specifically a few years ago of buying champagne flutes that are about 6 ounce cups, as opposed to 8 ounces or even larger than that. And it's worthwhile. That way you also are in position to potentially even consume the kos in its entirety rather than just the majority of the kos. More on that in the coming halachos also. Minhagenu says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch L'Boshes HaKittel. We have the minog of wearing a kittel. V'chino gam ken mi ba'od yom. Obviously all these things should be prepared while it's still day, so we don't have to start racing around the house and looking and trying to find and remember which closet it is that we keep the kittel in. Everything should be prepared at the table in advance of Yom Tov. Obviously, when it falls out on Shabbos, it's more difficult. If a person is an avel, rachmana litzlan, ein olav shel minhag is to not wear a kittel. Avel behaseba chayev, but he still is obligated in haseba, despite the fact that haseba itself seems to be an affront to the general mood and tone that an avel is in throughout the year or the 30 days, depending on who he is in avelus for. Nevertheless, he's still chayev in haseba. He's still chayev in reclining while eating the matzah, drinking the 4 kosos. Rakim lo nohag avelos kal kolim yom tov, begon shakavar meso bo bi yom tov, and nohag in she'enu meseiv, v'halel omer ki ha'halel huchiyev, in a scenario in which he hasn't really begun yet his avelos, that his avelos is still in suspension, because it hasn't even begun before yom tov, after the passing of a loved one, so then the minhag would not be to recline. Hopefully in those situations that doesn't work out. He is still chayav in halel, because halel is an absolute chiyev. We'll speak a little bit more about Haseba again in the next siman. One final point on the note of Haseba. Who is Chayv and Haseba? Everybody. Except in a certain context, depending on whose presence you are in. At the Seder table, you would not necessarily eat or drink in a state of Haseba, in a state of reclining. Ben Eitzel Aviv Chayv beHaseba. A son in the presence of his father still performs Haseba. It's at least a nice reminder for those of us in the 21st century that there is supposed to be some degree of reverence, some degree of formality when we're in the presence of our parents. I think basically the notion of standing up when a parent comes into the room has basically fallen by the wayside. And indeed, as parents, we are permitted to forego whatever honor is really due to us on a halachic basis. Nevertheless, we should still be mindful of the distinction and relationship between parent and child, and let's say child and friend. So it needs to be said that a child is obligated in haseba because it can be presumed that the father is more than willing and more than interested in seeing his son recline even in his presence. However, a Talmud Eitzel Rabo Enotzarech, a Talmud in the presence of his Rebbe, does not do haseba, does not eat haseba. He does not dare to act in such a casual, luxuriating sort of manner unless he specifically made a point of asking permission to do so. He's asked permission to do so, and the Rebbe gives him permission, so then obviously that's appropriate as well. It's actually brought in the Gemara in Pesachim, Abaye, when Rabba was the Rosh Yeshiva. So Abaye notes that when all the Talmidim were still in the presence of Rabba, Rabba was obviously seated at the front of the room, everybody would perform Haseba. When Rabba passed away and Rav Yosef took over, so Rav Yosef said, no, you shouldn't really eat or drink Beheseba in front of your Rebbe. So different strokes for different folks. Ask your extremely local Orthodox rabbi, assuming he's sitting at the Seder table along with you. Everybody have a wonderful day.